that you thought well enough of us to actually come back. And, well, you know what? Hopefully you thought well enough of Jesus, or maybe I should say you felt enough of Jesus, that you said, if I go back there, I'm going to feel the Lord. And that is what it is all about. Amen. I see my friend back there from Ace Music way in the back, Barry's Amp Shop. I'm glad to see her back with us again today. And to all of our guests that are here, thank you so very much for coming. A few weeks ago, the blood bank was out here, and 11 of our sign up, one was disqualified, but 10 gave blood, and I thank the Lord for that. Give the Lord praise for that. Thank you for being willing to give, and that helps save lives, and we are grateful that you would take the time to do that. And we will, from time to time, have the blood van out there. You'll see it. We probably won't announce it, but you know why they're there. They got the big word on the side, blood. And so they want your blood. And your body is so well designed and engineered, it'll reproduce that blood within just a few short weeks. And you'll be just fine. Some of us could use to lose a little blood. Help slim you up, make you look better. All right, book of Psalms. Here we go again, our third shot. We did get out of verse 1 last week, and we are going to start on verse 2. I'm just going to kind of go with this until I feel the Lord directs me somewhere else. But God sure has blessed us the last couple of weeks. We learned about Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our shepherd. And we learned about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And today we are going to be launching off into verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. What a beautiful chapter in the Word of God. Psalms number 23. Amen. Everybody there say amen. Amen. I'm going to move my water over here. Keep an eye on that. Amen. It gets crazy. We'll just bring a case of water, put it out there. Hey, if God says it, do it. I promise you, he'll keep his side of the bargain. He certainly will, always does. All right, let's get into the word of the Lord, book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse number 1. You don't have your Bible with you, you can look up on the screen. David the psalmist writes, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's read it together. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou, Lord, with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's put our Bibles down. Father, we pray that you anoint, God, my mind and my heart and help me to speak today. And anoint every person in this building, Lord, that we might receive from the Word of God. Let your Word go forth and do what it has been called to do. Lord, we know that it will never come back void. And we thank you for what you are going to accomplish in this place and the hearts that are going to be touched. And the lives that are going to be changed. We just pray your divine power and will upon this service. And let's clap our hands to the Lord and give him some praise here this afternoon. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you. We adore you. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. I know it has been hot. And the hotter it is out there, the hotter it is in here. I understand that. And they're pumping the air, doing the best they can. But, you know, I told them, I was talking to one of the doorkeepers, Chris. I don't remember if it was Chris or I think it might have been Larry, and the vice principal. And I told him, I said, you got to understand something. We don't come to church and sit down and fold our hands. We're not all up in here sitting down real nice and pretty and quiet. I said, we move. And he says, I know. I'm in your services. I know how y'all move. So y'all got to pump it up a little bit. Y'all got to get the air into this building and cool this thing down, because we're here to have some church and worship and love Jesus. Amen. If I was somewhere that they didn't have air, then I wouldn't worry about it. I know I'm going to sweat, but I'm somewhere where I can have some air, so give it to me. Everybody say amen. All right, we've been looking at the book of Psalms, chapter number 23, and we talked about a little bit how unusual this chapter is, and that it is the most popular written chapter out of the Word of God. You find it on pieces of literature everywhere that you go, and it is copied and reproduced, and if not all of it, then some part of it. And there's something about the book of Psalms, whether you're full of the Holy Ghost or not, whether you go to church or not. You walk into people's homes that they never even go to church, but yet upon their wall is a little plaque that has Psalms 23 written there in it. There's just something about it when people read it that it reaches out and gets a hold of their heart. And we've been looking at it and studying, and we found out that inside of this one chapter, chapter 23 of the book of Psalms, we find that there are 8 major compound names of Jehovah that are used inside of this one chapter. So many chapters of Psalm or any other book, it may talk about a certain attribute of God or a certain miracle, a divine provision of God, and it may focus in on that. But here in the 23rd chapter of Psalms, David, he doesn't just talk about one attribute or two or three or four, but he includes the 8 major attributes of God, and he wraps them up in this one psalm. And so when people begin to look at it and begin to read it, it reaches out and grips their heart, because even though they don't quite understand it, the verses speak to them what God can do for them and what God can be for them and how God can lead them and God can direct them. And is that not the hunger of every man and every woman who lives deep down inside of their heart? Their soul cries out for the Creator that made them and gave them the breath of life. Their flesh may not want it, their mind may not want it, but there's a soul in them who desires to know their God. And so we found out in verse 1, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord is my shepherd. We talked about how that if anybody could write that, it would be David, who understood what it meant to be a shepherd. He went on in the second half of that same verse, and he said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Whatever I need in life, if I will serve him, he will provide for me. Jesus Christ has never and he will never let you down. Jehovah Jireh, what a powerful, powerful scripture that we studied last week. It found its foundation in Genesis 22 and 7, where Abraham said, the Lord shall provide. And we looked into this and found that the greatest thing that God ever provided for man was when he died upon the cross and he shed his blood and he provided a Savior. Isaiah tells us he searched the heavens. He looked for a man. He looked for someone who could bring deliverance. But the word said he found none. So God got up off his throne and said, if there's nobody else, I'll go myself. And Timothy put it like this: and God was manifested in the flesh. God was seen of angels. God was preached to the Gentiles. And God was believed on in the world. Jesus walked in this world as God manifested in the flesh. And he gave his blood. And he provided a way for you, sir, for you, ma'am, to be saved and redeemed and set free in this place today. You might come up with a great list of needs. You could sit down and come up with a lot of things that you think you might need. But I'm here to tell you, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the only need you really have right now is the need of salvation. It outweighs every need that you think you may have. It outweighs every problem. It outweighs every situation. That is the need of your soul to be redeemed. Let's worship the Lord together. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. And then he went into verse 2. And he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I don't know if you can get it up there for us to see as I go along. If you'll do that, I appreciate it, Mr. Scripture Man back there, wherever you might be. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This word here, you can take that whole verse and you can condense it into one compound name of Jehovah, and that is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. I want to talk to us today just for a few minutes about the peace of God. This adult choir sang, I appreciate that song, there's no God like our God. And in that song, they said, there's no peace like our peace. Praise God. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Jesus said, he said, I give you peace, but the peace that I give you is not like the peace of the world. He said, because the world, they give you peace. You see, you can find peace in the world. There is pleasure in the world. There is peace in the world. He said, but the world's pleasures and the world's peace, it fades away. It comes and goes with circumstances in your life. It comes and goes with situations in your life. But Jesus said, the peace that I'm going to give you, he said, it will always be with you. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, you'll always feel that peace. And I know there's a witness in the building here today, because some of us, we've laid our head down on our pillows and tears have gone down our cheeks. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how we're going to get out of this situation. But in the middle of that situation, in the middle of that trouble, in the middle of that trial, the peace of God never left us. We could always feel his hand upon us. So we might have been troubled, but we didn't go out of our mind. We might have got a little fearful, but we didn't run and hide somewheres, because the peace of God always stayed with us. Lift your hands and love him. Lift your hands and love him. The amazing thing about this is that the compound name Jehovah Shalom was introduced to us by this great warrior that we have come to know by Gideon. Gideon found himself. He was born and raised in an era when the Midianites had come in and had conquered all of the land there of Israel. The Bible tells us that they had gone against the commandments of God, and because of that, the Lord allowed the Midianites to come in. They brought many of them into captivity, put them into slavery. But more than anything, they just sort of took over the land and they levied taxes. And so when men and women would thresh or do whatever whatever they would do, they had to pay a large amount of taxes, and the food was a shortage, and times were tough and difficult. And this is what Gideon raised himself up in. And the word of the Lord says that he was over by a threshing floor, and there he had gotten behind this wall, and he was threshing wheat. And the word says he hid himself so that the Midianites would not see him. And it was in the middle of this that an angel appeared before Gideon and spoke to Gideon and called him a mighty man of valor. Gideon begins to complain, and he tells the angel, he says, if God is with us, then where are all of the miracles? And if God is with us, then why are we in such a dilemma as we are? I love God. He just always has a way of ignoring our complaints. He's got a way of ignoring our murmuring. He just steps right around it and goes on with the subject. And he says in Judges 6 and 23, and the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and he called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet that. Why? God gave Gideon a peace. What was that peace? He came to Gideon and said, Gideon, you're about to go to battle, and I've got good news for you. You're going to win the war. But God, it's impossible. We don't have the men. We don't have the means. We don't have the ability. We're in slavery. We're in bondage. We've got no weapons. He said, Gideon, I've got good news for you. You're going to win the battle. I want to tell somebody here today, the greatest peace that God can give you is to let you know that no matter what kind of battle you're in, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, God has come to tell you today, you are going to win the battle. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. I've come to tell you, there are no losers in this building today. There are no losers in this place today. The Holy Ghost is going to help you make it through your battle. And I know some of you are facing things that I could never dream. Some of you have walked through valleys so deep that I cannot even see the bottom of your valley. Even though I'm in my own, yours is so deep. You have faced the death of a child, the death of a spouse, financial ruin, embarrassment because of some deed or situation. Embarrassment because of some child or family member. I don't know what it is or what it might be. It may be fear. Fear because of cancer that is in your body. Fear because of leukemia. Fear because of some other disease that could take your life, remove you from this world. Fear because you're losing your eyesight and the doctors say there's nothing we can do. Fear from things that have gripped you. I just want to let you know that the Holy Ghost is walking into this place. For a moment, I want every eye closed just for a moment. We're battling the spirit right now. Pastor can feel the war because Satan don't want peace to come to your heart. He doesn't want peace to come to you. He wants you to leave as troubled as you came. He wants you to leave this place today as disturbed as you came, as unsettled as you walked in. But God has sent an angel to the house of God today, and he's sitting down beside you right now. You hear me? He's right there. Are you serious, Pastor? Yes, I am. I
feel the presence of angels in this place. God has dispatched them. Just like he sent an angel to Gideon, he has sent an angel to you. And he's brought peace to your heart today. He's bringing peace to your mind. And you may have come troubled. And you may not know how you're going to win the battle. And you may not think that you're able to do it. But God has come here to let you know. He's come to give you peace. He's come to give you assurance. You're going to make it through. He's never going to let go of your hand. He's going to hold you all the way. He's going to hold you tight. He's going to carry you. You're going to make it. You're going to make it if you'll just receive from him today. I want everyone to say Jehovah Shalom. Come on, that means Jehovah is my peace, the Lord my peace. Jehovah Shalom. Come on, say it. Say it till it touches your heart. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. Come on, I feel like God's trying to touch you. Jehovah Shalom. He's trying to bring peace to your heart. He's trying to settle your troubled heart. He's trying to calm your troubled mind. He's trying to bring peace to you right now. I can feel it. Things are pressing against you. Troubles come against you. But God is in this place to help you today. He'll help you if you'll let him. He'll help you. The Lord told Gideon, he said, peace unto you. He said, you're not going to die. Not only you're not going to die, he said, but I got news for you. You are going to win the battle. The peace that Gideon had received was the assurance that he was going to have victory in this situation. Some of us have been facing things for a long time. We can't see the end of it even now. We don't know where the end's ever even going to come. Jesus says today, you're going to have victory. Some of you are facing battles none of us understand. You can't even talk about it. Jesus says today, you're going to have victory. He's come to bring peace to your heart. It's going to be okay. How do you know that, Pastor? Because no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That's how I know it. Romans says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He's going to bring peace to you. It's going to be okay. You're going to get through it. You're going to win. You're going to conquer this thing. Let's everybody stand to our feet for a second. Reach over, get your neighbor's hand. Woo! Come on, that's it, that's it, that's it. Reach for him. Reach for him. Reach for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We feel your power. We feel your anointing. We feel your peace. We feel your peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, my, I felt the Holy Ghost just walk into this place. Ha. In just a moment, we have already cast out every devil, every demon, every lying spirit that was trying to confuse and talk to hearts. They have been bound and cast out. The Holy Ghost is in this place. God has come to bring peace to a heart, a troubled heart. He's come to help a soul. He's come to give you confidence. You're going to make it. Whew. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Praise God. You can be seated. What a power in this place. God, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter where you are right now, you can receive the peace of God. Hallelujah. Somebody cry that out. Hallelujah. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord has come to bring deliverance. He's come to bring peace. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Matthew put it this way. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can I rewrite this? Come unto me, all ye who are burdened under sin. Come unto me, all ye who are bound by addiction. Come unto me, all ye who are confused, full of fear. Hatred's got a hold of your heart. He said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. You know who you are. You've already said it in your heart. I can't take it anymore. I can't go any further. I've got to get this out of me. I've got to be delivered from this. I've got to be set free. It's running my marriage. It's running my family. It's touching my kids. It's running my job. It's tearing my life apart. Jesus said, come. Come to me. I'll give you rest. Take up my yoke. Whatever yoke is there, the yoke of the world, the yoke of the flesh. He said, put it down. Take the yoke of the world off. Take the yoke of the flesh off. He said, come take up my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. You shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, church, I feel this so strong today. Somebody's troubled. Somebody's hurting. Somebody's distressed. And the Holy Ghost has come today. And he's come to tell you, I'm your rest. I'm your hope. I'm your help. Just come to me. Come to me. Come to me. You've been going to the psychologist. Come to me. You've been going to AA or AAA or whatever it is. Come to me. You've been going to drug rehab. Come to me, Jesus says. You've been going to this help center. You've been seeking that one. You've been going there. He said, come to me. Come to me. I'll give you rest for your soul. I made you. I know what makes you tick. I know how to help you. I know how to deliver you. I know how to set you free. Come to me. You know, this world, Jesus. Jesus. This world is such a liar. Satan is such a liar. The systems of this world, they're such liars. Because, see, they tell the world it's the church that will burden you down. The world tells them it's the church that will burden you down. It's the church that will put rules and regulations in your life, and you're not going to be free. Stay with us and we'll make you free. We'll make you wealthy. We'll do these things for you. And they say, try this. Get drunk, you'll be free of your burdens. Get high, you'll be free of your situations. Get involved in this, get involved in that. And before they know it, they're all caught up in it, and they're all bound, and they're so tied, and they're so locked, and they're they're so blind that they can't see, and they have the world has lied to them, the devil has lied to them. I want to tell you, it's the church that will set you free. For him whom the Son has set free is free indeed. It is the church that will bring true peace to your heart. It is the church that will bring rest to your soul. When you come into this and you receive the power of the Holy Ghost into your body, and the peacemaker, the Prince of Peace, comes into your life and changes you. Whatever you face, whatever situation you go through, some of you young people, God bless you, every day you go home to horrible situations at home. Parents that don't live for God, some of them alcoholics, drug addicts, all kinds of stuff going on, and there you are trying to live for God. But oh, I'm here to tell you, your angel's with you, and he's come to tell you, you're going to win this battle. You're going to win. Don't give up. Don't quit. You're going to win. Some of you spouses been praying for your husband, praying for your wife. It doesn't seem like they're going to come in. The harder you pray, the farther they go. Your angels come to tell you, you're going to win this battle. If you do it God's way, you're going to win this battle. No, not 32,000. That's too many. Not 22,000. That's too many. Not 10,000. That's too many. Only 300, Lord. Oh, yeah. Because me and you, we make a majority. I've come to tell you, you're going to win this battle. God's come to give you that peace. He's come to give you that peace and that rest for your soul. You're going to win this battle.
You're going to win this battle. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to win this battle. Find somebody behind you. Tell them, you're going to win this battle. This world lies. Tells them their peace is out there somewheres. The only peace you'll ever know is with Jesus Christ. He is Jehovah Shalom, embodied. People do things they wish they could stop, and their heart cries out for help. What they're really screaming is, give me peace. When people commit suicide, what they're really screaming is, give me peace. When they lay on their bed and they take an overdose of drugs, sleeping pills to put them to sleep, what they're really screaming is, give me peace. They don't know where to find it. They don't know how to get it. They can't get their hands on it. They preoccupy themselves with their jobs and different things in this world. But really what they're crying out is, give me peace. And as you stumble through your life, through the thick weeds of your desert, Jesus is following behind you as the weeds of this world try to drag you into its influence. God has come here today to tell you, peace do I give thee. Do you hear his words? Because the world tells you religion will bind you. And maybe religion will, but this isn't about religion. This is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. There's a big difference. He says, peace I will give you. Look at John 14:27. I'm only going to hold you a few more minutes. Music, you can make your way to the platform. Peace I leave with you. My peace. I love that. Can you imagine? You see, it's not going to be long after that, Pat. He's going to find himself in a garden. He's going to say, Father! Take this away from me.
I don't want to be nailed to a cross. I don't want to be beat with a whip. I don't want the hair pulled from my face. I don't want the thorns shoved on my head, a spear in my side, nails driven through my hands and feet. Oh, if there's any way, take this from me. But earlier he was saying, my peace I leave with you. What is that peace? Because he finishes that prayer. But not my will. But thy will be done. In his most horrible moment of his life, he still had the peace of the Father in him that gave him the strength to say, not my will, but thy will be done. And Jesus said, that's the kind of peace I'm going to leave with you, that no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, no matter, my God, have mercy. No matter what you've got to battle, there'll be a peace in you that says, not my will, not my way, but thy will, oh God. Let's stand. See, Hebrews tells us the peace this world gives is but for a season. Its pleasures are but for a season. And many people enjoy them. But there's only one person that can give you peace. Isaiah says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Come on, somebody. Woo! The Everlasting Father. And he wraps all of that up with the Prince of Peace. Do you know what that means? That means he's the ruler of peace. He wears the crown of peace. And you know what else that means? Nobody gets peace unless he gives it. He's the Prince. He owns all the peace in the universe. And nobody gets it. And nobody receives it unless he gets it. And you know what else that means? That means if you get peace somewhere else, you got counterfeit peace. It's a fake Rolex, sweetie. It's not real. Its hands don't move right. Its hands are going. But the real piece goes. Remember they came out with that new Coke years ago. Remember that? It was a big flop. Bunch of charismatics. Just cheap representation of the real thing. And everybody complained. So they came back with the other Coke and they had to call it the. Anybody remember what they called it? The original. They brought the other Coke back and they stamped on the can the original. Well, if it's the original, why'd you ever give me the other stuff? Why wouldn't I want the original? And
People go out through this world looking for peace everywhere as they go. Maybe I'll find peace over here in this job and in this business. Maybe I'll find peace over here in this immorality or this drugs. Or maybe I'll find peace here in this form of sin, that form of sin. And maybe I'll find peace in this or that. And they look everywhere. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And He's the only one that can give it. And if you get it anywhere else, it's just temporary. At least Moses was smart enough to realize that he would rather suffer with the afflictions of the children of God than enjoy the pleasures of this world, but for a season. Because Jesus said, the world gets peace, but it's temporary. The world giveth and the world taketh away. But the Prince of Peace, every eye closed. The Prince of Peace. He said, take up my yoke. It's easy. Come unto me and I will give you rest for your souls. Every mind on God. There's such a peace in this building right now. And sir, you can have it. Ma'am, you can have it. We're not talking about religion. Listen, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. And they're all offering their little bit of peace. Nobody can give you peace but Jesus Christ. And until you receive Him into your life, you know, the ultimate battle in this world is that when that trumpet sounds, whether you're in the grave or whether you're still alive, the ultimate victory is that when that trumpet sounds, your body's going to come up out of that grave. Or if you're still alive, you're going to rise with those, meet them together in the air of Christ and be there forever. It's the ultimate battle. The angel came to Gideon, and the peace he gave Gideon was he told him, you are going to win this battle. And the word of the Lord tells us that if that spirit which dwelled in him, speaking of Jesus Christ, if it dwells in you also, then just as it quickened his body, so shall it quicken yours on that great day when the trumpet sounds. So the ultimate peace is to receive the Spirit of God into your life. Because when you receive the Spirit of God into your life, you receive the peace that you are going to win the ultimate battle and have the ultimate victory. That when the trumpet sounds, I'm going to make it. Jesus will give you that kind of peace. Philippians chapter 4 talks about, and the Bible says, worry about nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall gird up your mind and your heart. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. You see, when you get God's peace into your life, you don't have to understand it. You just hold on to His hand. And you know that everything's going to be all right.
You get God's peace in your life. You get that assurance that the victory is going to be yours. And Jesus said, my peace shall be with you always. Jesus gives, and the world can't take it away. So I wonder today, every mind on God, I wonder today, sir, ma'am, are you ready for some peace? See, I know you're here because I felt God move so strong today. I know He's reaching for you. The world has lied to you. The world system has lied to you. You're not going to find peace in religion. You're going to have to get Jesus if you're going to get peace. You're not going to find peace in your entertainment, whatever kind of entertainment that might be. Only Jesus can give peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Everything else is counterfeit. You're not going to find peace in your drugs, your alcohol. You're not going to find peace in your adulterate affair. You're not going to find peace. Facebook. Or anything else that they offer out there in the media world. Only Jesus can give you peace. For He's the Prince of Peace. And the peace that you find with this world is just going to be for a while, till the next trouble comes. And when the next trouble comes, it's going to drive you down again. And you're going to be right back to drinking. You're going to be right back to your drugs. You're going to be right back to your old way of life. And then you'll find strength again and you'll do good and you'll think you'll have peace, and something else will come along and it'll drive you right back down. And no, sir, only Jesus can give you peace. So this altar's open. And you might be a saint of God, full of the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. Good Lord knows we go through things. Sometimes we lose our focus. And we lose our peace. But it's still there. We just have to get a hold of it. You're one of them. You're welcome to come. Maybe you just want to come with someone else. I know stepping out and coming down to an altar is a difficult thing to do. You wonder, what is people thinking? I tell you what they're thinking. They're saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because not long ago, that's where I was. Thank you, God, you're still saving. Thank you're still touching. Thank you're still blessing. They're not wondering about what you did or could have done, because they did worse. They were worse, and they know it. Their sins were horrible. Their fear was overwhelming. But God gave them peace. God gave them peace. God gave them peace. So why don't you step out from where you are? Make your way down to the front. And let's come get one of the greatest gifts that God has to give. And that's His peace. All you have to do is call on Him. He'll touch you. He'll bless you. He'll help you. Church, let's come and join those that have made their way down to the altar.
Some of them are here just praying with others. What do you say we come talk to the Lord and let the Lord give us some peace? All of us face trouble. We face circumstances and situations. What do you say we come talk to the Prince of Peace? We come talk to the one that owns all the peace, has control over all peace. And that peace that we've gotten anywhere else is just counterfeit. It's just a matter of time before it fades away. Only the peace that God gives you is eternal. Only His peace will walk you through every trial. I just feel in the Holy Ghost right now that there's someone facing something very difficult in your life. Very difficult. You've even contemplated suicide. Just want to end your life, get it over with. Because you can't seem to find an answer or a way out. Jesus is here. And He's come to tell you, you're going to win this battle. He's come to give you that peace of assurance that you're going to win this battle. That you're not going to be defeated. That this thing is not going to overcome you. But you're going to come through. And not only are you going to come through, but you're going to be victorious. And you're going to be free. See, church, not only are we not going to die, but we're going to win the battle. And we're going to have souls prayed through by the hundreds. And we're going to become the devil's worst nightmare. Because we're a church that's going to reach for the lost. And a people that have peace. Won't you come, sir, ma'am, won't you come? You're in the altar. Let's just reach out to the Lord. Let's touch Him. Touch Him with our heart and our spirit.
This is your moment.
Sweep over my spirit forever.
Hallelujah.
In fathomless billows.
Come on, this peace is a gift from God. Sing peace.
Peace.
Peace. I'm claiming it today.
Coming down from the Father above.
Come on, peace in your heart, peace in your soul.
Sweep over my spirit
forever. You gotta let this peace work in your life.
Peace.
Come on, you've gotta submit to this peace. You've gotta allow the peace of God to rule and reign in your heart. Oh, praise God. From the Father. Oh, above.
Sweep over
my spirit.
Wonderful.